What's up, Beef? It's your boy Cliffly here. Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of the Nerdy Wrestling Show podcast. And next week's episode, we're going to go a little on the nerdy side. Like I said before, we're going to go give you my early thoughts and early reviews on Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy game, which I picked up last week. I pre-ordered it from GameStop. Me personally, I got the Cosmic Deluxe Edition. Well, first from ordering it from GameStop, I got a bonus code. It's throwback. It's called Throwbacks Guardians Outfit Pack, which is some like classic outfits from the Guardians of the Galaxies from the comic books. Like I said, I ordered the Cosmic Deluxe Edition, which came with the steel case, book, two extra outfits for Star-Lord, a mini art book hardcover with amazing the artwork of the game, and a download code for the original soundtrack, like no music day for different boards throughout the game. Overall, like, the steel book is really neat looking. It has a really cool picture on the front of Star-Lord, Groot, Gamora, Drax, and behind Drax is Rocket with a little smirk, putting up the bunny ears behind Drax's head. Like I said, the mini book is amazing. There's some really cool, beautiful artwork in it. It's about, let's see, about 45 pages or so for like different characters, like all the main characters of the Guardians, different characters you meet up throughout the game, different boards that you go to. Ooh. So that, it's, like I said, really neat. So far I'm about 6 chapters in out of 16 throughout the game. So far, my early thoughts, really fun game. I really like the interaction they have with the Guardians itself. They do kind of try to curse a little bit. Instead of saying the actual F word, they say fracking, which is funny. So it keeps the conversation going. There's different points where, like, you'll be on the ship as Star, and it's a single player. You're playing Star-Lord throughout the whole time. You're not playing any of the other members of the team. So just as Star-Lord, you'll be like walking around the ship, or if you're on a mission on a board, you'll have interaction between all the other characters, which is some hilarious back and forth between everybody. So they have points in the game where, as Star-Lord being the almost like the lead of the team, where maybe like two members of the team will come up with an idea, two of the other two members will come up an idea, so it's up to you to break the tie. So you kind of have the choice of which way to go with the mission, or there's even certain points in interactions of dialogue with you talking, going certain ways, and depending on where you go, things will pop up. Like one time I chose to help out Rocket on a certain thing. I don't want to get no big spoilers away, so I won't go too much into detail, but gave, you know, help Rocket out with something, and thing popped up at the top of the screen. Rocket remembers, you know, you helping him out. Only things I had a little issue with, it took me a little time to get used to the combat. Combat's a little rough with just the one player. But speaking of combat, once you get it down, it is a lot of fun. Like I said, you're Star-Lord the whole time. He has two guns. You'll be using the guns, and there'll be a little meter once you like kind of overheat the guns to reload. And there's like a little thing, if you time it perfectly, he comes up with a nice big shot. There's a really cool feature during combat where if everybody's getting beat up or everybody's down, you can do a huddle, and you basically give them like a pep talk. You give the whole crew a pep talk, and Star-Lord hits like one of his cassette player, and it plays a classic song from the 80s, which I'll get into that in a second. And like the whole team, you know, they're a couple of them, depending on what party you're at the game at, have bonuses in their different specials. So it'll get special ability bonus, life bonuses, like an armor bonus type thing, which is really cool once you get used to it. And like I said, speaking of the 80s, had a really killer 80s soundtrack. I mean, I grew up in the 80s myself. A lot of songs I grew up with. So here, some of these while playing the game is awesome. And there's point of where you're just doing in between missions on the ship, you can go pick whatever song you want to play on the ship while you're walking around. As far as differences between Guardian of the Galaxy and Avengers, like I said, this is straight up single player. You're just controlling Star-Lord, where Guardians of the Avengers, you pick your different people to use. This compare Guardians compared to Avengers, there's no grind system to build up your player. There's like different things as you're going up throughout the boards. If you pick up to help build your weapons, your armor, your visor, which helps you out, find a couple things. There's like other parts where, like in Avengers, where you would like change your outfits, and it wouldn't change this. Each character has their own outfit. Like I said, if you pre-order or got the special editions, there's unlockable outfits, but then there's also outfits throughout the game to find throughout different boards to unlock more outfits. No big thing, no loot box, no pay to, play to win, like how the Avengers were. That's a big plus. As of like I said, right now I'm about six chapters in, having a lot of fun with it so far. So early thoughts of six chapters in, definitely high recommendation to pick up if you haven't picked up to play it. Got Black Friday coming up really soon, so there might be some deals on it. If you get a chance, try to pick it up. Definitely. Like I said, as a six chapters in, I'm having a lot of fun. Definitely recommend to give it a shot and play. Other than that, folks, I said I'm gonna, once I finish the game, I'll give a full blown out review of the rest of the game. So, other than that, folks, hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody's being safe. Throw pack pick of the week. We're not gonna do a throw pack pick of the week. Said we're also going to talk about wrestling. It's big news in the wrestling world this week. The other day, John Moxley checked himself into rehab, or not called rehab, a substance abuse center to take care of himself. Thoughts and prayers. John and his family hope, gets well soon, gets the help he needs. If it's yourself, loved one, somebody close to you, if they're struggling, just talk to them, see what you can do to help them out. Just making that effort, making that step to, get yourself better, get them better, do what you can, let them know you're there for them. Other than that, folks, like always, you can always find me on all the social media. Just look up the Nerdy Wrestling Show, or most of the hashtag or at our Nerdy Wrestling. So until next time, folks, be safe. Peace.